Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are going to be talking money today, and I'm going to continue on. If you just are tuning in for the first time, I want to encourage you to listen to part one of the four fundamentals that about money that you have to master regardless of your income. That's what the show is today. We're going to be covering like number three and number four today. But with that being said, I want to give you a brief recap because the first section that I covered was the cash flow plan or the budget and also the emergency fund. Those are two foundational things that will set you in place all the way around because, you know, one of the things I meet with people all the time and I see it. You know, if they don't have a budget, a good system for a budget, then they always end up in debt. And then when they get in debt, their ability to save money goes away. Disasters happen, stress, all these kind of things that should never happen. And it really got back to just not knowing what to do at the very beginning. I'll never forget when I first decided I was going to become a techie. And I say that I'm not a true techie compared to some of these kids nowadays. But, you know, I did have a Palm Pilot for any of you guys that know what that means. That was one of the first little things where you could write on like a phone. It wasn't a phone at the time. It was separate. But I did that. And I remember I would buy these software packages and it would say all these things it would do on the box, and then I never could even load it. And then one day, I decided I'm going to get a technoid guy that teaches how to use a computer to come in and show me how to do it. And then I'm going to make sure all of my reps, they understood that. So I had to hire this guy named Kenny. And so Kenny came in. And I said, Kenny, what I want to do is I want you, you know, I don't know how to do anything. I am as bad. I'm pitiful. And so anyhow, I told him, I said, I want you to come in and do a one-on-one with me. And I want to tell you all the things I want to know how to do. And I want you to show me how to do it. And so, and I don't know anything. I don't even know how to load this software half the time. So we started with that. And then I'd ask him a question. And then I'd ask him another question and another question. And then I'd say, now, how do you do this? And he would show me, and then I would do it. And he'd tell me again, and I'd do it. Next thing you know, I walked out of there, spent about almost a whole day with him. It was the best money I've ever spent. I went from being the guy that couldn't do anything, Fred Flintstone all the way, to being the go-to when it came to working on a computer and being able to use Microsoft Office. And eventually I was able to hire some people to build databases for me. And today I've even gone as far as, you know, have a CRM for my business that I designed, you know, all because of learning from someone. So if you're having trouble setting up a budget, you got to go to the RoyMatlockJr.com, look at the podcast, part one of the show. It will help you to get moving, and you'll say, man, that's not that hard. I just didn't know how to do it. And then the second thing that we discussed was the emergency fund, and the emergency fund is there for a reason, to protect you against emergencies and also to keep you from going into debt and also in order to help you to cut some cost on other things. And so today's show, now that you got a recap, we're going to go into number three and number four. Hopefully, I'll get to get completely done with both of them. If I don't, we will have this show part three that'll be coming up because I want to make sure that whatever we do, that when you, if you're listening, you're going to say, I learned something. That's great. I actually know how to do this. So let's talk about control and eliminate debt. We're going to first set this up by understanding something. There's good debt and there's bad debt. Now, there's some people that would say all debt is bad debt. I don't agree with that. I mean, I think there's some good debt and there's some bad debt. You know, the biggest corporations in the world right now, you know, have debt. And the reason they have debt is that they know that they can leverage themselves to a certain degree, and they can get a better return. They can do things quicker. They can do a lot of that kind of stuff. And so businesses have debt, and people have debt. But here's the key to debt. The first thing you got to understand about debt is, number one, bad debt is debt that you cannot afford to pay. That's bad debt. If you've got yourself in a position to where the debt is bothersome, it's bad debt. So I don't care what it's for. It's bothersome if you can't pay it. Number two, bad debt is when you finance things that depreciate in value. So if you're going to finance something, make sure that it's appreciating. So that pretty well eliminates, you know, financing lunch. You know, when you go out to lunch, most people don't realize that if you have a credit card balance and you use your credit card, you know, you're financing your dinner for maybe 25, 30 years, something like that. And so you don't want to be using, borrowing money. You know, credit card debt's bad debt. Most of the things you buy with a credit card go down in value. Also, cars, things like that. So we got to know the difference between good debt and bad debt. So stay with me. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. We'll be right back, and we're going to continue on the four fundamentals you have to master regardless of your income. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'm going to keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it, if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit RoyMatlockJr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999. 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. If you're just tuning in, four basic fundamentals that everybody has to master if they're going to get control of their income and their money and moving forward. I don't care how much money you're making. If you don't control certain things, you're going to end up having problems. And so in our first segment, we kind of overviewed the four fundamentals: the cash flow plan, the emergency fund, control and eliminate debt, and buy the right insurance. And by the way, these are the defensive positions that we're working on. I also have the offense, which we'll be doing later segments, and the offense will be getting ahead, which everybody wants to get ahead. Everybody wants to save more money. I ask people this question, are you saving all the money you want to save? And you know what they always say? Nope, nope, nope. Would you like to save more money? Yes. All right, so we're going to work on the foundational parts of being able to save more money and get ahead and move forward. And it begins with the boring stuff. And the boring stuff is, we're going to get out of debt, we're going to have a budget, we're going to have an emergency fund, we're going to buy the right insurance. All right, so now let's go into debt. So step number one, what causes debt? All right, so simple explanation is, oh, you're just spending more money than you make. How about that? Isn't that easy? Yep. You made $100,000, and over the last 5 years, you've made $500,000. You've got no money, and you got $40,000 in credit cards and car payments. So I can add that up, and I say, okay, brought in $500,000. Spent everything plus $40,000. Okay, how did that work? Well, that means I was spending $8,000 a year more than I make, and now I got $40,000. Now, it's probably not even 8 because you've got interest and stuff like that. And you say, that's not working. Maybe what I should do is fix 2 things. One, always work on growing my income. And number 2, let's spend less than we make so we can save money and not go in debt. And so the first thing you got to do is you got to say to yourself, what is causing me to have debt? And we go add it up. It's real simple. You do what's called a balance sheet. You take everything you have and deduct off everything you owe. And don't count things that are worthless. You know, I mean, people say, well, I got some jewelry. I've got a car that's depreciating every moment I drive it. No, I'm talking about what do you really have? Financial assets. Let me give you an example of what an asset does. An asset pays you to own it. It appreciates. A liability is something you pay to own. So that means that most of the time, people confuse their assets and liabilities when most of the time they're buying liabilities rather than buying assets. So if you take $1,000 and you put it into a mutual fund and the mutual fund is growing over time, that's an asset. If you take $1,000 and you buy something that goes down in value, that's not an asset. That's possibly a liability. You may have carrying costs to go along with that thing that you bought. So step number 1 is we find out what causes debt. So what I would do is take a look at what I've been at my balance sheet. I would start by making a list of everything that I have minus everything that I owe. And then I would get a statement of my net worth. One of the things that we have to live off of when we retire and if we want to quit one day is we have to have assets enough that will provide income enough that we never run out of money. That is called your FIN number, your financial independence number. It's the amount of money needed that you can withdraw monthly to live that will allow you to live for the rest of your life and never worry about running out of money. You know, people have 2 problems pretty much in life. The first one is they could die too soon, and you need to protect that. We'll talk about that. If you have children, you definitely want to have the proper term life insurance. I'm going to get into that a little bit later in the show on buying the right insurance. But the other problem is you could live too long. You know, one of the benefits of great health, you know, people work out, They exercise, they eat right, they do all those kind of things, and they have a goal. And that goal is to be in a position to have a long life. That's it. And to feel good and do all that kind of stuff. And then the next thing you know, you accomplish the goal. You're healthy. You've extended your life. You got rid of all the bad habits. And, you know, you lived at the gym. You eat pay attention to all your calories. Do all that kind of stuff. And then what happens is you retire and you live to age 96. Well, age 96 is wonderful. You've had a great, healthy life. Only problem is you ran out of money when you were 82. That's not good, right? So what we have to do is we have to have a plan of action to fix our problems, right? And those problems are, what if we die too soon, live too long? And how do we go about doing that? We have fundamentals that cause that to happen. And so today, we're going through one of the fundamentals, which is get out of debt. Step number 1 is what causes it. That means you spent more than you make. We're coming back. We're going to get into very much detail on good debt versus bad debt and how to eliminate it. So stay tuned. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. We will be right back. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'm going to keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening. Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit RoyMatlockJr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999. 615-843-2999. And stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, Roy Matlock Jr., and I'm back at the Money and Business Hour. And if you're just tuning in right now, what a good show. It's the boringest show you'll ever listen to that will help you more than you've ever gotten helped when it comes to your money like nothing else, because we're talking about all the things that cause the foundational problems in your finance and that needs to get fixed. And that's the cash flow plan, the budget, the emergency fund, control and eliminate debt, and buy the right insurance. You know, if you're building a house, build it on a strong foundation. We start with the defense. The defense is preparing to not lose. Don't let the other team score. You'll never lose if you don't let the other team score. Worst is you're just breaking even at least. You're not going in the hole. And so we're building a strong foundation. If you're building your house right now, you would want a strong foundation, and we're going to have a strong foundation. If you're tuning in right now, you should go to RoyMatlockJr.com and download some of our budget forms. And what will happen is it'll help you to kind of get up to speed. Also listen to the podcast that we have. This is, by the way, part two of the four fundamentals about money you have to master regardless of your income. And so we're into part two, and now we're into the debt elimination plan. And I can give you all kinds of ways to get out of debt, but the most important thing is to stop borrowing money. And so we're going to realize what causes debts. We spend more than we make. So the first thing we got to do is stop spending more than we make. That's the budget. So work on your budget, work on your cash flow plan. Go back to the previous show and you'll be able to learn about that. So now we understand what causes it. We've done a balance sheet. We know where we're at. We know that we spent more than we made. It's happened over the last 5 years. Good news is that we can fix it quicker than it took you to get in the position you're in. And so now we're going to go in and look at step number two. Good debt versus bad debt. So what's good debt versus bad debt? Good debt is something you can afford, and it has an asset behind it that's appreciating. So I'm going to give you some examples. Your personal residence. You have a reasonable house payment, maybe even a 15-year mortgage, and you are able to afford it easy. And you have a house that's going up in value, more than likely. Historically, they do appreciate. You have a roof over your head, even though a house is, quote, a liability in some respects because you have to pay to be there. But it's better than renting. And so you're moving along. You're moving in a good direction. That's good debt. Easily affordable. Matter of fact, if you have a 15-year mortgage, I just did a little house and did a 15-year mortgage on it. I did it because I got a cheaper interest rate, and that was a primary reason for doing that. Not that I'm so pro paying your house off. Would I try to pay my house off any quicker than 15 years? Probably not. Doesn't make a lot of sense at rates the way they are. But either way, it's a good debt. You know, at least it's going up in value. You may buy a rental property. Yeah, that's some, you know, could create some income for you. Now, if you buy a rental property, you want to have enough equity to where you can rent the thing and you can rent it at a reasonable price. You don't have to get top dollar. Also, you need to have an emergency fund, by the way, for that rental property, because if you sell the mortgage on it, my rule of thumb is if you have 50%, you should be able to rent it, make a cash flow, and not have to get top dollar in order to do that. So if you go into something like that, yeah, but hey, here's the good news. Somebody else pays the debt for you. The home appreciates. You're able to get a leveraged rate of return because you only put part of your money into it, but you got appreciation on the entire property, meaning that the house is a couple of hundred thousand, it appreciates at 4%, but you only put 100 down, so you are getting the equivalent appreciation of 8% on cash on cash. I mean, it's a little complicated, but we'll talk another day on rental property. And so we want to make sure we have good debt. If you're a business owner, you may say, you know, if I have this piece of equipment, I could do more business. And as a result of doing more business, I would make more money. I would more than pay this off. And it's not going to stress my business to do it. So I'm going to go do that. I'm going to borrow this money. I'm going to go get a credit line. And I'm going to buy this piece of equipment, or I'm going to expand this or do whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. Here's the thing. Big businesses today, they do that all the time. You want to buy a corporate bond. That's called an investment-grade bond. The biggest companies that are never going out of business, they float bonds because they borrow money from the public. They may borrow from the bank. They may borrow in the form of a bond. So don't think that all debt is bad debt. There are bad debts. Bad debts are things you can't afford and things that go down in value that you purchase with that debt. Let me give you an example. You buy a $20,000 car and you pay $25,000 for it, and by the time you get it paid for, it's worth $10,000. Well, there you go. That's hard to get ahead. You buy it, you finance it, and it goes down in value. Not a great idea. You go finance your vacation. The vacation's over with. It's gone other than some pictures. And now you're paying monthly on it. Not a good idea. If you buy things that go down in value and finance them, it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's hard to get ahead. So then what we're going to do is we're going to now go to step number three when it comes to the debt elimination plan. We now understand what causes it. We understand what we're not going to do going forward, good debt versus bad debt. And now we're going to go and we're going to make a decision to get out of debt. First thing we have to do is we decide to eliminate our cost. So we got to cut expenses. How do you cut expenses? Well, first thing you do is you list them all and you look at everything you're spending money on and you say, I'm going to fire all of my expenses. Every one of them. I'm getting rid of everything. I got a full income. I make this much money and every single thing that I'm spending money on, I'm not going to do it anymore on paper. I'm then going to look at things that don't make any sense, and I'm going to cancel them. And then I'm going to rehire back some of them. So let's say you look and you say, man alive, I'm working 70 hours a month to pay this house payment. Maybe I should fire this house payment. Well, how would you do that? Well, you'd sell the house and buy something less expensive. That'd be that. Or maybe I've got a $30,000 car and I owe $15,000 on it. I'm going to fire the car payment. I'm going to take and sell the car and get my $15,000 that I got in, quote, equity in the car, and I'm going to buy me a cheap car and pay cash, and I'm going to take that $600 a month that I was doing. Now I'm going to start saving money, or I'm going to apply it somewhere else. So we're going to eliminate the expensive cable bill. We're going to come up with a better deal on our phones. We got every kind of thing that you can imagine. So we're going to go in and we're going to find some money to pay down the debt. And the way we do it is we're going to fire all of our expenses and we're going to start back rehiring the expenses, and we're going to eliminate enough to where we can free some cash up, maybe go get a part-time job, whatever it is, because you're sick and tired of being broke. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. This is what I do. I help people understand how to win the money game. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'm going to keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening. Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit RoyMatlockJr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999. 615-843-2999. And stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, Roy Matlock Jr., and we are continuing the segment here about how to get out of debt. You know, the show topic, if you're just listening in, is four fundamentals about money you have to master regardless of your income. Doesn't matter how much money you make, it's how much you save. You know, your quality of life gap is real simple. You want to talk to somebody that's happy and excited about life. Usually it has to do with the fact that their income, there's a big gap between their income and their outgo. If they have more going out than they have coming in, they're stressed out and bothered and you're ready to fight. And yeah, I mean, it's just bad. I mean, it's not good. So what we're doing is in these segments, it's four segments. We're on segment three, which is control and eliminate debt. And, you know, we talk about good debt, bad debt, what causes debt so far. If you want to listen to any of these segments, you can always go to RoyMatlockJr.com to the podcast. Also, I'll have downloads that you can download pretty much anything when it comes to money to help you. You know, I'm in that business. I help people, I educate people, but then we also implement for people all of the financial products that go along with it. And so if you're looking to get help, this is what you do. You listen here and you can always reach us and someone can meet with you and help you with that. So with all that being said, we're talking about eliminating debt. Step number one is what causes debt. You take, add up what you've earned, take a look at your net worth, and then from there, you are able to determine, hey, I spent more than I made, I'm going to stop doing that. Then I'm going to start eliminating bad debt. That's debt that goes down in value. You know, if you're into a car payment, you got a problem, all that kind of stuff. All those kind of things. You know, when I first got started in this kind of business, I had two new cars, $617 a month. I was educated that, you know, if you buy new cars, that's not a smart move. I remember one of the founders of the company that I've did my, you know, I've been a financial advisor with. He said, let me tell you something. If you're out there buying these fancy cars and you're getting killed on them, if you don't have $1 million saved, I think you're dumb. Matter of fact, I think you're double dumb to be buying new cars. And I was like, man, I just bought two new cars and I don't have any money saved. And I started thinking, well, that's not real smart, is it? So what did I do? Well, I decided to take the two new cars when I finally got them paid down enough to where I didn't have to write a check to get rid of them. I got rid of them, got out of them, and then I bought two used VW diesel Rabbits. Those things, those cars, you'd pull out on the interstate, and it was like a thrill show. If you wanted to pull out there, you pull out, and you've got it floored, and you got these trucks coming up on you. And, I mean, it took it a long time to get to 70 miles an hour. But one thing it did, it got 50-something miles a gallon at that time, and I paid $5,000 for the two of them. And I got them paid off, that $617 a month payment that was never going to pay off, it didn't seem like, was able to get out of debt and eliminate the car payments. And yes, they were a piece of junk, but you know what else happened? I eliminated the car payment habit. Had another one of my guys, I told him, I said, you know, he wanted to get involved in the financial business on a full-time basis. And I'm like, dude, you guys are broke. How are you going to be? You're broke. You got credit cards, car payments, all that kind of stuff. And you want to walk in and talk to somebody and you're broke as can be and you want to make this your full-time deal? He's like, well, what do I need to do? I said, well, let's take a look at your balance sheet. Only thing you have right now is you got some equity in your house. You got car payments, credit card debt. You got no money, but you do have the house. And so I started adding up. I said, you know, if you sold the house, rented, paid off all your debts, and then you would have a cash flow, positive cash flow between your income and outgo, you could probably do this. I knew if I told, especially, I mean, men, yeah, I mean, we'll live under the, we'll live in a tent. We don't care that much about it, but women really like their house. I mean, that's the thing. And so I figured they're not going to do that. No way, no how. And they called me back. They said, you know what? We decided we're selling our house and we're doing it. So they sold the house, paid everything off, didn't want to have a car payment. So he decided, I'm going full scale. And I'm going to be smart. So what did he do? He went and bought a $750 car. We used to do this back in the days when I was on the money game. We called them money game cars. And what a money game car was a car that didn't have a car payment tied to it. And so a lot of people are proud of their car that they just signed up for 5 years of $600 a month. Well, we were proud of our cars that didn't have a car payment tied to it. So he pulls in, paid $750 for this car, and he decided he's going out on this appointment. He said, you know, I go on these appointments because a lot of times people didn't understand. He said, if I was going to someone's house, I'd park down the street. And I didn't want him to see my piece of junk car. He said, so one time I jumped in the car with one of my trainees, and we went in his car, and we left my car in the parking lot at the mall. And he said, I came back, and he said, somebody had backed into the side of my car. So they backed into the side of his car. They left their name and number, and he went and got an estimate to get it fixed, and it was $1,200. So anyway, he made $500 off of that car. He got $1,200 back from that. And eventually, can I give you the rest of the story for all of you that are worried about that person that went from owning a home to renting from a decent car to a $750 car? 2 years later, he had come in, he had started earning money, grew his income, and had $100,000 saved 2 years later from being broke, in debt, no money, putting $25 a month in the 401k. How about that? That's what happens when you eliminate debt. It takes away your ability to save money. And so what we do is we find ways to pay down debt. So now we're going to make a list of everything. We're going to get rid of the stuff that we don't need. We're going to set a goal to get completely fixed. Then we're going to start an order of attack on how we're going to go about doing that. We may possibly decide that consolidating the debt would make sense as well. It's not a bad word. Debt consolidation is not debt con. It's a method in which you can do things. So when you're consolidating debt, you do that by mostly through what is called a home equity line of credit. I've even told people, you know, if you've got a bunch of equity in your house, what I would automatically do, especially while you're employed and especially while you're trying to get yourself in order, you know, when it comes to getting out of debt and getting your emergency fund, building this whole thing, I would go ahead and get that thing set up. And then that way, that's almost like an emergency fund if you don't have it yet. Now, do I think a home equity line of credit is something you ought to be drawing on and doing all that? No. But when you consolidate, one of the things that you can do is you can say, all right, I've got on a budget. I found out what the problem was. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and pay off all this stuff. And so let's say you got some credit cards, you pay that off. Well, and then you've got a car that you do that. Now that car is paid for. That allows you to sell it and go buy some cheap cars. Then you can buy those cheap cars that you sold it in and take the money that you received from the car. So let's say that the car's worth $30,000. It's now a $30,000 car, and you've got it on an equity line of credit. You can go sell it and buy two $8,000 cars, something like that. So what happens is when you consolidate, the idea behind the consolidation is that you're going to make sure that you have learned your lesson. And then once you consolidate it, you have a monthly payment that may be possible. You refinance your entire house and save money that way. So what you end up having to do is just you got to be smart about it. But, you know, I've seen consolidation work for people many, many times. And usually they do it through an equity line of credit. The other is you do what we call a debt snowball. And the way you snowball it is you make a list of all your debts. We've already found money because we fired some of our expenses and didn't rehire them. We might be making extra income in order to do something. And then what we're going to end up doing is attacking the debts. We're going to line them up smallest to largest. I think it's the easiest way to do it. And we're going to pay minimum payments to every debt except for the smallest one. And any amount of money that we can pay down, we're going to do that. That will be a way to get you knocking out bills at a time. There's one other way you can do, and that is to set fixed payments on all of your debts. One of the biggest problems with revolving debt is that as you pay it down, it refinances out longer term. So if you just levelize the payment, that'll help you do that. But if you want to get out of debt, you can get out of debt. And if you stay tuned with us, we're going to continue throughout these shows all the time. I always attack debt because debt eliminates your ability to save money. It eliminates you from really moving forward. And so, but you want to make sure that you understand, you know, there's good debt and bad debt. It's not all bad debt. And do I think that you should pay your home off immediately and not fund your 401k or do anything? No, absolutely not. Doesn't make any business sense whatsoever to do stuff like that. And so what you want to do is you want to have a plan. And that GPS is what it is, the goal, the plan, the schedule. And when you do something like that, then you wake up every day knowing that you're going to move forward. And that's what I try to do, try to educate you. That's my business, educate, and then we actually implement as well. So just stay with us. I think I'm going to continue one more show on these four fundamentals of defense. Once again, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.